Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's come now into God's presence for our time of prayer, gathering our heart, mind, and senses, taking a few deep breaths, which we draw in and hold and breathe out, just as a way to let go of our tension, relax, and get our bodies in a place of peace in order for our soul to focus on the Lord, enter into dialogue with Him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, as I come into your presence again today, I activate my faith. I believe you're here. I believe you want to speak to me. I believe this time is as important for me as it is for you. Important because you've made me important to yourself by creating me, by loving me, by giving me your Son, by dying for me, by sending me your Spirit. All of this makes me important to you. And so when I turn to you in prayer, you want to speak to me. I can imagine figuratively you stop everything to focus on me. I believe we're here together in prayer and in dialogue. I hope in you. I hope that through this time of conversation and connection, you will speak to me, communicate your grace to me, teach me, guide me. Love you. I love what you do for me. I love how you speak to me. I love how you lead me. I love how you provide for me. I humble myself before you, Lord, also, never worthy to come into your presence to presume your grace, but I only presume on what you've revealed to me, that you love me, that you desire me, and that when I turn to you, you're there. And so I'm humble in my turning to you and take confidence in you, not myself. I'm just a sinner in need of your grace. I activate my imagination, Lord, as I read this Gospel of Mark 7, 31 to 37. Place myself in the scene and imagine myself along with you. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. I want to immerse myself in the scene and imagine I'm with Jesus there in the district of Tyre in that region, and we're on our way to the Sidon, which is there on the Sea of Galilee, in that area, which is fairly populated because it's the Decapolis. There's 10 little cities that come together there. So lots of people, probably lots of coming and goings towards the sea. Some of those cities on the sea, some of them not. So a lot of foot traffic and people are being brought to him. And this particular deaf man, who as a result of not being able to hear, also couldn't speak very well. And Jesus separates from the crowd, even though he's in a crowded region, seeks loneliness, seeks isolation, separation, in order to give this man the gift of healing. Jesus' intention is this particular man, this individual. And that's a beautiful thing I want to meditate on, Jesus, how you don't instrumentalize your miracles as some marketing plea or any plan to get attention or to impress or to gain followers. You love and heal and redeem because that's who you are. That's how you want to reveal the Father to each individual person. This challenges me also, Jesus, in my apostolate, in my work, to not do it for any other intention but to connect individual people with you, to open up that interpersonal relationship of grace, of friendship between you and the soul. Not to seek to be known, to be recognized, to be valued or pursued, but just to connect souls with you. That attitude of John the Baptist, know that I must decrease so that you increase. I also see Jesus in that word, that groaning that Scripture mentions, that Ephphatha, that you are desirous, Jesus, of the opening of this man's soul and heart, not just the physical ears and speech, but the ears of his heart to hear the love of God, to hear the revelation of the Messiah that came to redeem Israel, not through military power, but through personal healing, union, and trust with God, through seeing how God loved and answered their prayers. That's the healing that you want. That's the evil of isolation, of separation, of distrust between God and man that you want to heal. And that's still what you want to do today. What you groan over, what you suffer over, what you pains you now is to see individuals separated far away from you, not knowing the love of God, not knowing the plan of salvation, not walking through life with this confidence to face evil and the devil, but to face with confidence and love, knowing their identity as beloved children of God, healed and redeemed and restored and set free. You suffer to see men and women enslaved, confused about their identity, separated from you. And Lord, that's what I want to suffer over, what I want my heart to be concerned and worried about, to have a heart like yours as I look at the world and individuals and problems, and not to be perhaps swept up by media or by other things, to be caught up in superficial issues, whether they be political or family or personal or sporting or other things, good each one in their place, but not worthy of the level of pain and suffering and discomfort as the spiritual realities of souls separated from you. And although you wanted people not to proclaim who you were, they did when they experienced you. And Lord, that's what I want souls to experience, is you, so that through that experience, they can proclaim you to the world. So meditate on any one of these truths, and I'll spend some time, as much as I have, in dialogue with the Lord, then formulate a resolution, and then end the prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.